Advocates say society's worst off will bear the brunt of the government's new citizenship rules. So how will the new system work? Danielle Daly reports.
Refugees and asylum seekers will be among the worst affected by changes to the citizenship process introduced yesterday, according to advocates in the sector. The government's new citizenship plan changes residency requirements from 1 year of permanent residency to 4 and introduces an English proficiency and Australian values test. Dr. Has Dalal, Executive Director of the Australian Multicultural Foundation.
Look, from the Australian Multicultural Foundation perspective, I mean, what we understand really is this is about looking at improving English proficiency, which is necessary to succeed in Australian life, and then the secondary part was is really the values-based test, which is being proposed because it's important to reinforce those values.
Deputy Dean and Director of the Public Law and Policy Research Unit at the University of Adelaide Law School, Dr. Alex Riley, is concerned about the impact the residency changes could have on those seeking protection in Australia.
For those who are on temporary visas but are likely to stay in Australia, because certainly for refugees, that's really their option once they're here and they've been found to be refugees. And that means that they have to wait until they get PR and then wait another 4 years before they can apply for citizenship. And that could mean if they're on a temporary visa for 4, sometimes 6, maybe even 8 years, they're waiting for 12 years before they can become a citizen. PR is a pretty strong connection to Australia, being a permanent resident. But if you did find yourself in trouble with the law, then the government can say, well, we are going to try and remove you from Australia. That's the big thing that citizenship gives you, is it gives you a more secure residency status.
But asylum seekers and refugees aren't the only group people are concerned about. Joe Caputo, chairperson of the Federation of Ethnic Community Councils of Australia, says that a high level of English, although an advantage, isn't necessarily an indicator of someone's desire to contribute to Australian society.
For example, you know, even that people have to be proficient in English 30, 40, 50 years ago, people like my mother, who's no longer with us, but she never mastered English, and so she would never have been able to become an Australian citizen, and yet she was a very pro-Australia and a very great citizen who contributed greatly, you know, to the family, neighbours, friends, and the general community. The question about when people become citizen, they got the next step up, in other words, and they are able to stand for election or to elect, you know, their representatives, you know. And the thing is that even if people cannot speak perfectly the language, they can still do that effectively.
The government has included provisions to deal with people like Mr. Computer's mother by removing the English language requirement for those over 60, as well as those with disabilities that would prevent them from learning English. Dr. Alex Riley says that up until now, the citizenship test acted more or less as an English language quiz, something that it wasn't suited to.
Up till now, the citizenship test has acted as a proxy for testing English, even though it's completely inadequate for that task, because the citizenship test is a multiple choice test that has all sorts of complicated concepts and words in it that are not part of basic English.
So what would be the most effective way to help ensure their integration and positive contribution to Australia? Dr. Has Dalal believes that it is everyone's responsibility to help foster integration.
Integration involves everyone. It's just like saying, I mean, who's responsible for social cohesion in our community? Everyone's responsible for preserving and promoting social cohesion. It's not the responsibility of one community or one sector. It's a collective responsibility. So it's the same here. You know, if you are able to promote social cohesion, you are then also promoting integration.
That story by Danielle Daly.